do much but feed a few pigs. That don't take but a few minutes.
Okay. Well, let's see. Now, I did what?
Gave me a pencil.
Okay. And, now, okay, suppose, I'm going over to the store over here, and I run over, and I run all the way, and you're telling somebody about it, and you say, he did what?
Well, he ran to the store.
Okay. And, okay, suppose we're having a political rally of some kind, and they have the band play a while, and then the speaker, the main politician, gives his speech, and you want to say he started to give his speech. Now, what's another way you would say he started to give his speech? Another word for started.
Started. He commenced to speak.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, how do you say, today he comes, yesterday he came, and today he sees, yesterday he
saw.
Now, you suppose, after a winter, the trucks and everything and people using the road had broken the road all up. The paving wasn't too good and so on, and it had been all broken up. And you say the road was all...
Well, we could say it was all tore up. Or...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Today he does it. Yesterday he
did it.
Now, what's the opposite of everything?
Opposite of everything? That'd be nothing.
Uh-huh. And then if there's a little bit, not everything, but there's a little bit, there's more than nothing, you say you have... Well, you say, wasn't there at least...
A little?
Uh-huh. Or wasn't there at least... everything wasn't there, but wasn't...
Wasn't there some of it there?
Uh-huh. Now use the word thing, if you will. Wasn't there at least...
Something.
Uh-huh.
Something.
Now, you might hear a lady say of a child that she takes to, she might say that, he's